Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark speech shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together, claim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. This is the 10th of December. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, there's 15 days until Christmas. And wow, I know a lot of people, including myself, a lot of people have done Black Friday, Christmas decorations, eggnog, shopping. But did you know there's a town, a city, an area, they start Christmas on January the 1st. Yes, so they prepare for Christmas. They prepare for Christmas a whole year, one whole year. And in Pennsylvania, we brought a guest. There's a guest. Her name is Lynn Collins Cunningham. She's the vice president of Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. And they know their town in Pennsylvania. You know, her husband was the mayor of this town here. And here's our interview. It happened in this town.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host, and today we have a guest, and her name is Lynn Collins Cunningham, and she's from the Lee Valley Chamber of Commerce from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Yes, Bethlehem. I'm going to let Lynn come in. How are you doing, Lynn? How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me on the show.
Wow, yes. Welcome to our show, Flavor Living. So how's the weather there in Bethlehem today?
Oh, it's a sheet of ice out here, which, you know, is it's melting a little, but this morning I just, you know, for a little color, I just want you to know that I did fall right on my backside this morning.
Okay. I've done it all the time. I do it all. And I ask myself, how did I get down here? How did I get on the floor?
Exactly.
So, now, you're from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and you're the home of the Christmas City, USA. Can you tell us about, wow, Bethlehem? There's Bethlehem in Jerusalem, but this is Bethlehem in America.
Correct. And I'll give you a little history. We were founded by the Moravians on Christmas Eve in 1741. And the Moravians, it's a religious group, and they were formed way early, like 1415. But they were persecuted and because they split from the church, and for years they had to worship underground. They eventually settled in Germany, and they were then sent as missionaries to America. So they landed here, and their leader, who was the man that let them worship on his property over in Germany, he came over here on Christmas Eve. His name was Count Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf.
Wow. Can you say that again? Can you say that name again?
Count Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf.
Von Zinzendorf.
Quite a mouthful.
Yes,
and
yes.
He let them worship on his property, and but he sent them out as missionaries. They came over here. They settled in a little town that they called Nazareth, which is very close to us here. But that was a temporary dwelling, and then they came over to Bethlehem, where they named the city. Count von Zinzendorf came over on Christmas Eve, and they actually had a service inside a place which was the first house, and it was half stable, half house. So while they were singing a song called "Jesus Call Thou Me," Count von Zinzendorf looked over. He saw the animals behind them, and decided that it was Bethlehem. This place is called Bethlehem.
Wow.
And by the way, you being a food show,
yes,
Bethlehem means house of bread.
Wow, that's so awesome. That fits today. House of bread. Wow. Now, so basically, the Christmas City started in 1937.
Oh, yes, and we started the 1937. What happened was the Chamber of Commerce in 1937, because of our name, there was always this strong Christmas association, and the Chamber of Commerce leader at the time decided to start a letter-writing campaign and sent letters to 2,500 Chambers of Commerce across the country and asked them to send their Christmas cards to Bethlehem. And when they would send their Christmas cards to Bethlehem, we would put the cancellation stamp that said Bethlehem, the Christmas City, on it. And that would, and then they would send, from our post office, send those Christmas cards to wherever those people wanted them. We had 1,800 chambers of commerce that participated. And from that point on in 1937, we were deemed Christmas City, USA.
Wow. Now I was looking at it to, like, today, there is that what is referred to as the Christmas seal, when you guys sent out a lot of seals to people, like different seals, 7,000 seals?
Correct. Because what happened in 1937, once we became the Christmas City, they went nuts over here with decorations. And people used to drive in from miles and miles away just to come in to see the decorations, because it was insanity. It was very garish, very, very bright, which, you know, nice on one hand, but we were founded by the Moravians, who are a very conservative, peace-loving group.
Yes.
And it looked a little crazy. So this group was formed in 1964, called the Citizens Christmas City Committee, and they were charged with bringing the decorations back to some sort of sanity and dignity.
Right, so a full circle came around then.
Correct. And what we do every year is we created the Christmas City seal,
okay,
and their little stamps. There's no money associated with them, but they're stamps. We send them to, we print about 7,000 of them, of sheets of seals. And we send them to residents. People can pick them up at different offices. And then they just donate money. And all of the proceeds go to the trees that go up around the city. We have over 800 trees that are about 5 feet to 6 feet trees that are placed around the city.
Wow.
During the holiday season. Yeah.
I was looking at the trees, and now, do you have trees like from all over the world?
There are some places here that have. There's specifically one hotel that does. It's the Comfort Suites, and they do a trees from all over the world. And then they have different religious groups, different denominations. They come over and they decorate their trees in the old style of the way they were decorated, traditionally in their heritage.
Now, I was thinking where, many people come there to the Christmas City, and they all have different styles of way of different foods. I can tell from, in the United States, different people, or like people from the East are coming there, people from the South are coming there, and the Midwest and the West Coast. How did you accommodate, as the Christmas City, accommodate different types of foods for people or different type of restaurants?
Well, we have a ton of restaurants in Bethlehem, and one of the very cool things that has happened here since Bethlehem Steel went out of business back, I think, in 1998,
mm-hmm.
and since then, we did this big economic development push and for new businesses, but one of the things that we did was we also were looking for restaurants to come in, and we have, since then, we have, a restaurant row in downtown Bethlehem, and we have on Christmas Day, now a lot of those restaurants are closed on Christmas Day itself, but
mm-hmm.
we do have the Sands Bethlehem, which is a casino, hotel, a shopping complex. They're open on Christmas Day, as is the historic Hotel Bethlehem. Those two places are open, and they have different restaurants. Like the hotel, what they do is they have a lot of holiday desserts, and they'll do like a ginger snap,
okay.
which is made with molasses, but they use fresh ginger root in that.
Okay.
They do a pumpkin roll with pumpkin and spices like cloves and
nutmeg. So basically, they make sure that they have. Listen, if you're coming to Christmas City, you're going to have Christmas food.
Correct. And what's very cool is the Sands also. They have Christmas drinks, holiday drinks.
Okay. Hey, I like that.
Yeah. A little festivity.
Yes. It's the holidays.
Correct. One of the desserts that the hotel makes is they're peppermint chocolate cookies, and
okay.
they're crisp on the outside and a soft center on the inside. It's just really good.
Wow, that's nice. Now, I was, when I was growing up, we had this, it's called an Advent calendar, where you can open up like the different days of Christmas and you can get a chocolate, on the second day or third day or fourth day. But at the Christmas City, you guys have what you call a live Advent calendar.
Correct. And this is a very cool idea that the merchants, we have a very active merchant population, and every Tuesday morning, all of the merchants gather for a meeting to talk about what they're going to do for the week or the month or even for the year. And one of the ideas they came up with was a live Advent calendar. We have this historic place called the Gundy House, and John Sebastian Gundy was our first brewer, and it's a museum, and we turn it into a live Advent calendar every night at 5:30, starting on December 1st, and then going until December 23rd. And people gather outside the door. And anybody who's gathered out the door will be greeted by someone at 5:30. There will be some sort of act, Christmas music, a band. It might be a little play for a couple minutes.
Okay.
And then there is a store that sponsors that night, so everyone in the audience gets a little trinket of something. It could be a coupon. It could be we have a brewer in town, the Bethlehem Brewer. It could be a sample of beer.
So basically, there's repeat Christmas fans who come there every day.
We could. There could be people there. There could be repeat customers.
Yeah.
Because it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, because I want to know from my calendar every day. So the people who are staying in town for a week or a couple of days, they'd be back, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a really neat event, and it's very unique. I don't know of any other one in the country.
Wow. When I saw that, I was like, that's really cool, creative idea. You know, I think we had a small audio on it, and I wanted everybody just to kind of listen to, you know, one of the days of the Advent calendar.
That's great.
Everybody, on behalf of the merchants in Bethlehem and the Downtown Bethlehem Association, I personally welcome you to the live Advent calendar event. It is the 8th live Advent calendar. It is the only one of its kind in the United States. My name is Chris Ann Albanese, and I am a merchant here in Bethlehem. The live Advent calendar is fashioned after the paper calendars that some of you may have received at the beginning of December. Each day was marked with a number, and the door was open each day to a beautiful holiday scene or a piece of candy. In Bethlehem, each day at 5:30 p.m., we knock on the door, and it opens with a surprise hidden inside. The calendar was originally created to promote the businesses, but it has grown to be much more than that. The door represents the spirit of the holiday season that the business owners here want to share with you. Tonight, we are all very privileged to have the Lehigh Valley Harmonizers hosting the door. So, now I need a volunteer, but I have lots of volunteers. So, how about if we come up collectively? Yes, all of you, come up to the door. Yes, we come on the door. The call is on. He gets the, come on, come on. He gets the knock on really hard.
Jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Imagine, you know, 20 more days, or, I mean, there's, you know, we have 15 more days till Christmas. What can come out of each door, you know? We're going back. We have more interview with Lynn Collins Cunningham, and we want to get back to the scene. We want to go back to Bethlehem, because I know there's Bethlehem in Jerusalem, but Bethlehem in America, that's different. That's big time. That's really neat, and we're going back.
Okay. Hi, Lynn. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, there's a. I was reading now. As far as Bethlehem, there are there, you guys have a lot of celebrities that are from Bethlehem and that lived or from there, I saw.
And who did you see that was from here?
I saw, you know, I'm a kind of a techie fan, you know,
uh-huh.
like a Star Wars techie fan, you know, Star Trek
uh-huh.
and techie fan.
Uh-huh.
And the Star Trek techie fan I saw was Jonathan Frakes. He was
Jonathan
Captain
Frakes.
William T. Riker.
Correct. Jonathan Frakes is from here. And actually his brother worked with my siblings and was a bartender at one of our restaurants for a long time. But yeah, Jonathan is definitely from here. It's funny that you know that.
Yeah, I mean, now do you guys see him in his Star Trek uniform at the grocery store or
no.
walking around the town and because he's from Bethlehem?
No, we do not. No, we do not.
Now, I was looking at a picture. It was the neighborhoods that they get together, and they have a luminary night for the neighborhoods.
Luminary night.
Yeah, please, can you tell us about that? Because, I mean, it'd be really neat to kind of, how did that come about and come together, you know?
Well, Luminary at Night was a fundraiser that was started to raise money for it's a homeless shelter and soup kitchen, and what they do is they it started out years and years ago, selling these little kits, which are white paper bags, sand, and then a votive candle, and you get these kits for it's like $10 for five of the bags with the sand and the five candles, and people buy these, and they line their driveway with them. They line the front of their house with these bags, and they light the candles. And so it's actually December 14th.
Okay.
And starting at 5 o'clock, everybody around the town, many neighborhoods, I'm not saying the whole town, but many neighborhoods, and you have to have a chairperson for your neighborhood, and they go around to every house asking people to
kind of get everybody on the same kind of like organized and get everything together. Wow.
Yep. And then if you drive through the city on the night of the 14th, it's amazing. It's lit up. It's just beautiful. And what we did in the downtowns was we buy a lot of them. If, say, somebody doesn't want to participate, we'll just put the bags in front of their place and we'll just buy those bags, and so that the whole street is consistent and we have these bags.
Wow. That's just, wow. I can imagine now, will most people drive in their cars to the, or do they get out and walk throughout the neighborhood, or?
It's more of a car thing because it's all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure if it's in your neighborhood, you'd walk around and just look at it. But when you're driving through the city, because you can't walk through, walk the city. You can, but you'd be tired and cold. But if you drive through, it looks really pretty. It's very cool.
Wow. Now, I heard that. Do you guys have, like, different contests as far as the gingerbread contest or people do they sign up? How does that work out for the contest? I heard there's a gingerbread contest there.
Well, actually what we have is we have, are you familiar with the Peeps?
I am familiar with those because when I went to, here where I live in Virginia, we have 7-Eleven. In this part. I'm not sure if you're there in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
They may have different convenience stores, but I would go in and get the Peeps. They're kind of like come in different colors, like yellow, pink.
Correct.
And the marshmallow.
Yes. Just Born Candies, they are the people who make the Peeps, and they're located in Bethlehem.
Wow.
And they're great. It's a great company, and one of the things we have is called Peeps Fest. And Peeps Fest, we have done everything with Peeps. We've had restaurants compete with who can make the best food with Peeps.
Uh-huh.
one year it was a peep quesadilla, and it was with mole sauce and awesome. And it was real spicy. It had, like, you know, some sort of, you know, spice to it.
No, but so really, Bethlehem, when you guys buy pizzas, it's not just a, you just don't buy them to, for the snack. You can do all kind of different things.
Absolutely. We had that. And then during pizza, there's a peep diorama contest. And all the schools, a bunch of schools participate, and they'll make scenes, like famous scenes and boxes of peeps in these little like boxes of scenes. They've had one of the King Kong episode where he's on top of the
Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
Yes.
Yeah. We had a peep on top of the Empire State Building. It's really cool. And what Jeff Moore does is they also make holiday peeps.
Okay.
So we can use some are peppermint flavored and that kind of thing. So anyway, we're very into the peeps.
I saw a gigantic peep. It was gigantic.
Yeah, we have a peep car, peep mobile.
Yes, that's what it was.
Something like that. Yeah, and at Christmas time they have like a Santa hat on top of the peep. It's very funny.
Now you have different horse and buggy rides. It's very Christmas season, and mm-hmm. they take people around town. Do they give tours and
they do
around town and you know.
Mhm. They have an area. We have a historic district, and you know, like I told you before, since we were founded in 1741, we have an amazing amount of buildings that are not just up but functional buildings that were from that time frame. We have an organization called Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites, and they have taken care of these buildings. They do these tours. They show what it was like to be a Moravian in the 1700s and the 1800s.
No. I was just saying I heard that the buildings are dramatic style architects, that the style of the buildings are very different. The look of the buildings are different than any town. You know what I mean? Like from German descent and just the way they look, the different buildings.
They are. There's a lot of stone buildings and brick buildings, which wasn't very common then, but big brick buildings, which are, one of them is part of Moravian College, which is a private college here in Bethlehem, a liberal arts college, and we have like the Burnside Plantation, which is an old farm that we have revived and they grow things as they would have, you know, back then, and it's a great organization. They've done a lot to preserve the history, and because of them, we were just declared a couple months ago a National Historic Landmark District, which is very, very difficult to get.
To achieve.
Well, very few across the country.
Wow. Now, I remember when I lived in a historical area, the law was that you cannot build or touch any of the buildings, or there's certain laws when you become a historical district. I know.
When we have the historic district, it's not quite, we can't touch the buildings because they are all still operating buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that it has actually really helped this town, because we've gone through, when Bethlehem Steel, you know, was our major industry here, where they went out of business, I think in 1998, most towns would have, a lot of towns had suffered in that same kind of situation. But because we had these historic districts, the surrounding area are these big, beautiful homes of the downtown. So it didn't go to seed because there were a lot of laws that were applied so that you couldn't put like the wrong color paint. There will be no purple paint on any of these buildings, you know. And if you're in the downtown and you're in the historic shopping district, you can't put up an awning unless it's approved by the historic architectural board.
Yes,
because you know?
I remember that applies to different residential areas, you know, as far as being historical. Now, what is the Christkind Market?
Christkindlmarkt.
Yeah, it's Christkindlmarkt. That's what it is. Because I heard there's like 170 vendors. And what is, can you tell us about that?
I'll examine that. Christkindlmarkt started, they actually have about 125 vendors.
Okay.
And they're an indoor Christmas market. And it was based off of a German market. Germany does a lot of, they have these markets. Most of them are outdoor markets.
Yes.
And one of the very visionary man in town, and his name is Jeff Parks. He started this organization called ArtsQuest, and they started with this music festival, which is a 10-day music festival in Bethlehem. It's a free festival for people to walk around, and there's amazing amounts of food and throughout the whole, and there's music everywhere. Well, anyway, Jeff started Music Fest. Then he decided that Christkindlmarkt, he went over.
We're back here on Flavor Living Radio, and we hope you're enjoying the interview with Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Christmas city. And I'm just amazed. I didn't know that the city is here in America. So I've got to visit myself to go there. It seems like it has everything, really all the parts of Christmas there, caroling, the horse and buggy, the Christmas tree. It has also a spiritual side. It just has everything there. And we want to get back to our interview. You know, this is our interview we had with Lynn Collins Cunningham. And just to hear more about the Christmas city, you know.
Flavor Living Radio, this is Brian, your host. And today we have a guest.
German people from this area, the original people, were from Germany. So there's a lot.
I have to say something. You're gonna be really surprised. I was born in Germany.
You were.
I was born in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm an army military. I'm an army military son. So I know about the German now. How do you know about the German?
They have these Christmas markets. So they started this indoor Christmas market, and now we have a couple tents, huge tents that are heated, and they've got 125 vendors. They've got this awesome Santa Claus in there. They've got food. They've got, you know, crafts, arts and crafts. And then they were located in around our historic district downtown. And when we did this huge revitalization effort on the old Bethlehem Steel property, and ArtsQuest moved their operations to the south side, so they put Christkindlmarkt is now down on the other side of the river, of the other side of the historic downtown. So the historic downtown merchants felt like they didn't want to lose, you know, 100,000 people walking down their street.
Right. So just continue the flow of what's been there for a while.
Correct. So what they did is they started something called Christmas City Village, or Vine Oxmart is what it's called, and that is an outdoor Christmas village. So we have on one side of the river, an indoor Christmas village with 125 vendors, and then we have on the other side of the river 35 vendors, which is an outdoor market.
There are different shows that are going on. I know as far as Bethlehem, you know, because as far as the manger and Joseph and Mary, is that performed like a theater, or how is that? I know being in Bethlehem, they get to see this.
There's a live Bethlehem Christmas pageant that they do every year. They do it for on one weekend, a Saturday and a Sunday. And and they do they're Mary and Joseph. They've got camels. They've got the
real camels. Real camels.
Yeah, they do. And, and people, it's a tradition here, and it's a beloved tradition. We had one area that they had used for years and years and years, and they ended up developing, some part of Moravian College actually developed on their land, so they had to relocate, and there was a little drama there, but we found that, you know, they found a great spot to relocate, and so we have this live Bethel Christmas pageant, so it's pretty cool.
Wow. Now, I've seen this cooking show, Emeril, live from Louisiana, and he has marked his, as far as his taste in Bethlehem, his restaurant.
Yeah, he has a couple of restaurants in Bethlehem, which is just amazing, and they're all tremendous restaurants. One of them is Emeril's Chop House. It's a steakhouse. We have Emeril's Italian Table, and we have Emeril's Burgers and More. They're all located in the Sands Casino.
Okay.
And he's got a great menu for the Chop House, which is, you know, it's very holiday like, and he's got organic roasted turkey and a rack of lamb and prime rib, but just wonderful, like a side, like braised Brussels sprouts with wild mushrooms.
I can tell, Lynn, is you have tried some of Emeril's foods there. I can tell.
It's awesome. He's great. He's really, really.
Yes,
great.
I can tell. I can tell that.
No, they're great. They're really good restaurants. And he was in town. He came into town when he opened up. Actually, when he opened up the first restaurant, he stayed in town for a while. He was here. And when they did the grand opening, they have in the Chop House, they have like a small bar area. It's not like an alcohol bar, but like an eating bar.
Okay.
And they do have an alcohol bar, but that's in another area of the restaurant. And this is an eating bar that looks right into the kitchen because it's kind of an open kitchen. And that and Emeril was right there at that place, just cooking us out for and it was really cool to have those seats because you can see Emeril.
Yes, you can see him live. It's live.
Because
when you see him on the show with the band, I mean, it's really cool, and he's telling everybody, he's like, hey.
we're really blessed to have him here.
I mean, the Christmas City is the Christmas City. There's nothing in America like that. You guys, really, from start to now, when does the season actually start?
Well, I can tell you, and you know, you're gonna die when I tell you this, but we start working on Christmas in January, and I mean, we're not heavy working on Christmas because we've got a lot of other things going on, but we start to plan out for the next year. We start in January. I know that I have the Citizens Christmas City Committee. We have those meetings. We have them. We start in January. We start preparing, reserving, bands and that kind of thing. And it really kicks in August. And I got to tell you,
That's a whole year.
It is a whole year, and we take it very seriously. And when we really kick into high gear, it is about August, because that's when we start really working on Christmas. And it's very difficult to get into the Christmas swing of things when people are walking outside with shorts and T-shirts on. So what I do is I have my iPad, and I've got Pandora, and I set it to Christmas so that I can feel like Christmas. I'm listening to Christmas songs in August.
Yeah, right.
I'm in the mood.
Right, so it's like just really hype, very hype.
Correct. And it's funny because I've been listening to them so long, and now that it is Christmas, I thought, wow, I can't believe it. These songs are actually okay to play right now.
Right. Wow. Now I remember this movie with Chevy Chase, and it was a movie. He moved to a Christmas. Yes, it was, and he moved to a Christmas town, and they had the whole. They had the Christmas caroling and everything, and it just reminds me of of the scenes from the movie, but this is real life. This is really going on.
It is really going on. We have carolers. We have at our village, at our outdoor village, and at Chris Kimmelmart, we have bands playing Christmas songs inside, or choirs, and we keep our kids busy, and it's with singing. It's very nice.
Wow. I want to thank you for Lynn Collins Cunningham. I want to thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and just telling everybody about, well, wait a minute, I have to ask you a question. You know, I saw something, and it said, you know you're from Lehigh Valley when? So I wanted to ask one more question. So here's what I saw on this question. It says, you know you're from Lehigh Valley when you get pierogies?
What is that? A pierogies.
Pierogies, that's it. When you get pierogies at every restaurant. Now, can you tell us, I had to do one more before we left the show. Pierogies.
That's an exaggeration. Pierogies.
Pierogies, that's it. Yes.
Yeah,
you know, when I looked up, it was my first time pronouncing the word, so pierogies. That's what it was.
Pierogies.
Yes.
And what they are is it's dough, and it's filled with potatoes. And then they're either deep fried or they're sautéed.
Yes.
The best way is if they're sautéed in butter and onions and just right, and then you throw sour cream in there, and you know it'll expand your backside a lot by eating these. But they're awesome.
Yes. So they're basically at most of the restaurants there, right? Like most every.
They're in a lot of the restaurants, and sometimes they'll do. We were actually thinking of doing like a pierogi cook-off one time because they are like, it's such a thing. You know, everybody has chili cook-offs. Like
yeah.
You could do our, you know, pierogi.
See, this is
in a lot of the restaurants.
Yes. See, this is Lehigh Valley. This is in there in Pennsylvania.
That's correct. And it's a German food. So it's based in the Pennsylvania Dutch or Pennsylvania German menu, which I think John Ostag at one point said Pennsylvania Dutch food could give pigs pimples. Because John Ostag was from Reading, which is around here. So.
All right. Well, Lynn?
Yes.
Lynn Collins Cunningham, thank you for being on our show and just telling us about the Christmas City and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. And if any of your listeners are looking for something to do in the next couple of weeks, this is a great place to come and visit and eat. There's great restaurants.
Wow. Now, can you tell us like a website they can visit or how to... Is there to find you guys online? Like if they're from other states and listening from everywhere.
Sure. You could go to BethlehemPA.org or ChristmasCity.org.
Okay.
Or Downtown Bethlehem Association.org.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to try this pierogies.
I'm telling you.
Yes, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Yes, now that I know the pronunciation right, pierogies. I'm going to try it.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Christmas City. We hope you enjoyed our interview with Lynn Collins Cunningham. And there at the Christmas party. And again, come back and listen to Flavor Living again next week. We will have another cool food topic or adventure. And we want to wish everybody a great holiday season. And drive safe and eat well.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.